Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here we are. Power on, power off, but we are live and we are here and you're listening to the Love by Intuition show. We are syndicated Boston-based Dream Vision 7 radio network, heard just about anywhere, any country, any state, in the cars, in the home, on any mobile device, including Alexa and asking her to play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We are the proud media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, and we have an amazing show for you. And it's I'm really looking forward to talking with this young couple who, what their title of their video, what they're promoting is, How Far Would You Go for the One You Love? Status Unknown is based on the true story of Caroline and Lori Hart. Some celebrities have been involved with helping them. And it's all about marriage equality. One was from Britain, the other one in America, and trying to stay together with the laws, or should I say not the laws, of the USA and Great Britain. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Caroline and Lori Hart.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Hello. And they are the co-founders of the L Experience, and that's thelexperience.com. And I'll let you share what your objective is, but you're congruent with all that we are with Dream Vision 7 Radio and the Love by Intuition show. So share with the listeners your objective and what you're looking for help on.
Hello. Well, I'm Caroline, one half of the binational couple. And, we're just looking at always putting out positive and inspiring stories for women. And we started the L Experience based upon this that we went through, which is in the movie. We had to fight for our love and equality. And I was from England, and as you say, Lori was already here in America. And we met online and had this crazy love for each other, and we knew we just had to be together. So I moved my life across the pond to the States, which was all fine apart from the federal government, who stepped in and said, you can't stay here because we don't recognize your marriage. And even though we married in both England and America, they didn't accept our marriage. So what we had to do is actually publicly fight to prove that our marriage was valid. And with the help of an awful lot of people and celebrities and everything got behind us, our story went all the way to the Judiciary Committee in D.C. And it was in support of the late Edie Windsor's Defense of Marriage Act case, which was eventually struck down in 2013. And then Lori was able to sponsor me for a green card. So to cut a little bit out of that is to go straight to, because we got so much support for sharing our story, we decided we wanted to do more for other women in different situations who want to share their stories about big life experiences and help them, empower them, and that's what the L Experience is all based upon. That's just cutting it really, really short, though.
Right. But now, Joseph, Laurie, if you can address this, but the big accomplishment, I thought, with all the work that you've done and all the people behind you, that law actually dissolved, correct, or changed in some way?
Yes, correct. Well, even though we were married in Massachusetts in 2006, it was recognized by the state, but any international airport is federally run. So the law hadn't changed yet federally. So anytime Caroline would come into the country at border, you know, protection, customs, our marriage was never recognized. And we had family in both countries. So for us, we had to travel back and forth, and we spent 18 months of our life together traveling every 2 weeks between both countries. And it did get to one point where, I mean, it would happen multiple times, where Caroline was questioned why was she spending so much time in the country. They didn't care really that we were married because they didn't recognize the marriage. And at one particular point, my father, my mother passed away years ago, and my father had a stroke. And at that point, I said to Caroline, I can't leave you. I have to stay here for him. And I was his healthcare proxy, you know, and power of attorney and all that. And at this one particular time, Caroline came through, and this is what our short film, Status Unknown, is based on. I waited hours, and I knew the plane had landed, and Caroline never came through, you know, into the arrivals hall. And for all this time, they were questioning her. And even though we were married for all these years, they were going to put her back on the plane because she spent too much time in the country. Hmm. And, you know, I jumped on, you know, calls and emails to try to get in touch with, you know, GLAAD Law and Immigration Equality. GLAAD Law is actually based in Boston. And our advice was, well, you can either go under the radar, but if Caroline stays in the country illegally, she can never travel again. And she has elderly parents and she has children. Or we could make a public stand and get our story out. And that's exactly what we did. I mean, we used social media. Twitter played a big part in our story of being together, where we had celebrities from Sharon Stone and Jason Alexander and Deborah Messon. We had Elizabeth Vargas. We had so many people, and it felt good. I mean, the more people just empowered us to keep on showing how much our love meant to one another.
Mm. Yeah, and the political piece, I think, was neat. Jerry Nadler and Senator Elizabeth Warren got involved for you. So so when did that law actually change, the federal law at the airports? What year was that?
Well, in 2013, the case was heard. It was Windsor versus the United States. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Edie Windsor story. She was a woman that was married, and because it wasn't recognized, of course, in the state of New York, her marriage, her spouse died, and they wanted her to pay an inheritance tax of $363,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and then, I mean, usually if you're, you know, in a heterosexual marriage and someone, your spouse dies, you automatically would get the home. Well, because the marriage wasn't recognized, this is what she was afforded. She couldn't, you know, pay that money. So our story helped. They were looking for stories to help support her case at the Supreme Court. So we were the binational couple. They did a story. It was the DOMA stories. And in 2013, the law actually was found unconstitutional, and I sponsored Caroline for a green card in 2014.
Wow. Well, so, I mean, that tells you what can change when people rise up and come together. It might take well-known people as well, but that's really, I mean, when you think about what's happening now between the COVID and, vaccination that's probably going to come, and I can see it all now that kids won't be able to go back to school unless they get the shot, and then parents are going to be up in a roar because they don't want their kids to have that vaccine. I mean, there's so much control and conquer there. But the bottom line is, if we rise up together, we can change these laws that are only serving the small amount of people, not serving the many. And that's right. I mean, that's the whole Constitution anyway. We the people. It's supposed to be for everyone breathing. So how do you feel about that? I mean, you must feel strongly since you're on the end of things with a lot of, as you mentioned, Laurie, with homes and there's health care benefits and all those kinds of things that we're lucky in Massachusetts because, you know, their laws have changed. But there are many. You know, in this country and beyond, that are killed because of loving someone. So, Caroline, speak to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know from obviously having originally come from England, and I mean, our marriage is recognized there, and you know, obviously here, and it is recognized in all states. But not necessarily to all people. And that's the difference. That's what we always say is, yes, there are, you know, you can have laws, and yes, the technicalities of those allow you certain things, but the people don't necessarily always feel the same, and you can find yourself in situations where you're made to feel uncomfortable, and like you talk about all these other different angles of life as we're going through at the moment, certainly with all the issues over people wearing masks or not wearing masks, or there's so much that seems to be people getting overly angry, and you know, that seems sad, you know, to me. I know how much it meant for us to overcome all the obstacles we did, and we had so many things where people did say something unpleasant to us, and that's the part of social media that, you know, we don't like, because it seems like a lot of people can hide behind an icon or whatever and be this flower on Twitter or whatever and say bad things to people, you know, really bad. And that's something that I definitely find is, you know, hard to take. And that, again, is why with the L experience, we only do share positive things all the time. I mean, that's what we try and provide, you know, for women is, you know, little glimpses of positivity, because you can scroll through everyone's news feeds these days and see endlessly bad things, but you've got to keep the positive going, and that's so important for everybody, especially right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's start. We've got a few minutes before our first break. Let's start talking about the L experience. And did it start with focusing on the LGBTQ community, or did you decide from the get-go that it would be open to all women?
Well, when we first started it, it was initially for the LGBTQ community, because that was where initially our idea was, because of what we'd gone through. But then once we started it, we were getting a lot of interaction with a lot of women who, you know, obviously were LGBT allies, which that's the only way we would include people. If, you know, we wouldn't include them if they weren't allies. But then we realized that, well, we're women first, you know. It's like, yes, it's the LGBTQ community, and yes, we need to voice certain things, and we do give, you know, a certain amount of extra preference, you know, wherever we feel it's appropriate. But first of all, we are women, and we want to cover all women's issues from whatever, you know, that women are going through, and that's what we felt with the L experience, and in a way of positivity where we don't talk about political things because that gets difficult to keep everybody happy. We talk about issues within, you know, for different women, as we said, but we don't get political. That's the one thing we do avoid.
Very good. Very good. I like that you've opened. Go ahead, Lori.
And I was just going to say, if we want the L experience to be a place for women, like Caroline mentioned, you can go on, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you can see, or any news, you can scroll any news feed, and you'll see all the negative comments. We want them to be able to go to the L experience to escape and relax, whether it's, you know, we do have the movie pick of the week, and we have the book corner where we always look for, like, female authors that would love to add their book onto our, you know, book corner. We can do giveaways. So it's a place for women. They can read. We find inspiring stories where they can read somebody else's story, and then hopefully we can get a story out of someone else.
Beautiful. And that's what, I mean, I believe that we all have a purpose. We come here to Earth with gifts. And when we find what our gifts are and we turn that into serving people, and it's a livelihood for us as well, that nice balance, then that's really, then now we've honed in to our purpose, and that's how we flourish. That's how we thrive, is not doing a job that we hate or where, you know, we're really upset about and grunting, and that's where we spend most of our time in our job. But a job that serves the people. And certainly the two of you have found that with the L experience, elevating other women, which we, you know, which, as we know, there's all kinds of discriminatory issues around women. I mean, look what's happening in today's world, all across the board, whether it's a corporate business, a political, or a church, or anything. So with that said, we need to take our first break. Everyone, go on their site. It's the L, just like it sounds, L, thelexperience.com. We'll be back in a moment. We'll learn more about some of these stories that they're promoting. So stay with us. Don't go away. And it's a live show. We'll give out the number when we come. Well, I'll give it to you now. For those that may not know and you're hearing the show for the first time, toll free, 833-220-1200. Again, 833-220-1200. Bob is in the house and he'll take your call. We'll be back.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids Children's Book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bowman. Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. And if you'd like to learn more about the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and Love by Intuition, of course, but which is 16 years old, and all the most glorious hosts, we have so many new hosts. This is the time for the voice. People are yearning to know how to find the peace within, how to love themselves, how to just have a happy, safe family. And our shows are there for you. There's all kinds of different modalities, tools from the different hosts that you can utilize on your day-to-day. And we are in an evolution and for the human race. And it's tough, but it's all about losing the fear and bringing in the love. And that's it in a nutshell. So to cultivate that love within for yourself and others, and then we can get to work with making all kinds of new systems and things to keep the planet clean and running more effectively, instead of everything for the small group at the top and the rest of the people are struggling. We're going to end that. Anyway, before we get, we're with Lori and Caroline Hott. They're co-founders of the LExperience.com. They are throwing out that positive light into the world, empowering women, and then sharing those life experiences so that other women can be inspired. And naturally, when we do good work like that, and I'm sure you both have experience, we elevate the love within ourselves because we're helping others. And let's talk about that love for a minute. You've been together since 2006, married since 2006. You must have a deep love and respect for each other to go through all that you have, and you're still thriving. Lori, can you talk about that love that you've got going on there?
Sure. Hey, love wins. That's the first thing I got to say. We actually met in 2005, and we're married in 2006. And how I always explain it to people, of something I always say, somehow, in some way, the universe brought us together, but our love made us stick like glue.
Mm-hmm.
And just on July 29th, we celebrate our 14th wedding anniversary.
Beautiful.
And
congratulations.
Thank you. We did have people, you know, say to us, well, she's from a different, I mean, I have people that I knew for years, and they said, well, you're going through all this, and she's from another country. Wouldn't it just be easier to find a lesbian in the United States? And the thing is, you don't know where your heart's going to take you, and that's what I always tell people. You don't know. And for me, it was this British woman with a sexy accent. And we always think, you know what, we hope we can be an inspiration to someone else. I mean, there are other people that are in long-distance, you know, relationships that we've even, you know, spoke with, that they couldn't handle that, and it failed. And we're saying, well, if you can find it within you, somehow you'll make it work. And that's what we want to, you know, that's something that we want to tell anyone out there, that if they're in a long-distance relationship, I mean, right now, everyone's meeting people online, and you never know where it's going to take you, but if it's true, it will work out somehow.
Yes, yes, it will. Do you have anything to add to that, Caroline?
Oh, yes, because, you know, obviously I was in England and Laurie was all that 3,500 miles away, but somehow through all that distance there was this complete connection that, I mean, I've never felt it before with anybody else, and even though we were that far apart, we always felt more connected with each other than, you know, with anything we'd ever known. And so that's what made it work for us, was even though it sounds difficult, that actual part was easy because of the strength of the love that we have for each other. You know, we had it instantly, but it's just continued to grow. And despite many hardships, you know, through the years, like everybody else, different things that, you know, come into your life and you have to deal with, that's the one thing that always has kept us strong, is our love for each other. We see each other through the difficult times. And even like all that we're going through at the moment with the COVID, I mean, it's very, very strange. I mean, obviously I'm here in the States and I have family in the UK, and, you know, my parents are elderly, not doing so great. But, you know, we still keep each other uplifted. You know, we have our little moments and each of us can uplift the other. And, you know, we feel always really, really lucky that we have that.
Mm. Beautiful. Do you feel because of that love? Because I believe that the love, when you're resonating that in that frequency, that energy, then that's when a lot of that creativity that we are comes to life, and that's when magical things happen. Do you feel that you were guided through this love to start the L experience?
I mean, I would say definitely. For one, when we first met, did we know years later that we would be thrown into a spotlight, proving our love to everyone? I mean, and, you know, something I always said, how can someone else, especially the federal government, tell me or tell anyone else who they could love? Who are they? They don't know what it is, you know?
Right.
And you have to step up for that, to the plate, for that love if you really want it. And that's something that we really did. And by telling our story, and how many times, I mean, we were on social media and Twitter so many times. Celebrities were feeling that. It must have been we were rubbing off, we were sending that, you know, out to the universe because they were sharing our story.
Yes, yes. And so the movie is on your Facebook page. So if they, for anyone, because the link is long, what would they do? They just go on Facebook and put the L experience in, and then up would come your page?
It's actually on the L experience, our official website, on the homepage.
Okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. That's right. So they can just go on there. And I, you know, really call out to everyone that's hearing the show, whether it's today, next week, or next month, whenever, to do go on the site and do watch the movie. It's very empowering, and it's very moving, and it's unbelievable, too, that a lot of people don't know what goes on unless they're living it themselves, and get the true story. So let's shift a little bit and share one of the stories that you have on your website, and how did you meet the person and what drew you to them to highlight their story?
Okay, well,
whoever.
Okay, I'll take the first one.
Yeah.
We just recently featured a story, and it was someone that I graduated with her sister years ago. I mean, years ago. I'm not saying what year, but we graduated from high school years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing her on Facebook, and how she dealt, she just had rang the bell for breast cancer, finishing her last radiation treatment. And to know how, when anyone hears the word, the big C, cancer, I mm-hmm. wouldn't know how I would deal with it. But knowing her and seeing some of her Facebook posts, her name is Jennifer, I'll give you her name, she deals with, and everyone will deal with, a diagnosis of cancer in a different way. She deals with it with humor and with courage. And for us, we knew that we had to get her story out for more people that, we found her very inspiring. So we reached out to Jennifer, and she said she would, love to do a feature with us. And, who refers to their breast as Thelma and Louise?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so touching and moving, and we hope that somebody can go on and read her story and get something out of it.
Yeah, I'm sure that whoever it would be, would receive something. Share another one that you would, or you've done in the past.
Yes, someone else that we talked to is a wonderful woman named Anne Nakia Green. And we actually got to know her through watching the movie Best of Enemies. So I don't know if it's a film that you've ever seen, but it's about racism. And it's about the story of Anne Atwater and how she helped change the integration of schools. Because at the time that she was in, she had to try and get the KKK leader to agree to letting black children go to a white school because the black children's school had burned down. So that was the story of Best of Enemies. And actually, especially right now with everything that's going on, if it's a film that people haven't seen, absolutely must watch it. It's got so much that really resonates with all the racism and everything that's happening right now. So anyway, Anna Atwater had passed away, but we were really, really interested in her story and all of that sort of thing. So we reached out to her granddaughter, who was actually doing all the press for the film because her grandmother had passed away. And the more mm-hmm. we got to know Anne Nakia, the more wonderful we thought she was, and we wanted to really celebrate her story too. She has a wonderful story of, she came through a really difficult life herself, and her grandmother actually ended up raising her. And if people would like to go on and read it, it's really amazing and very, very moving how she has dealt with her life, overcoming racism, but still suffering from it, we know all that's going on right now. And we talked to her, in depth, and she really gives the details on how it feels being a black woman in today's world and overcoming what's going on, and she's carrying on the legacy of her grandmother and just trying to make a difference herself, and, you know, superwoman.
Well, I love that, Caroline. And it has been going on for 400 years, so it's so wonderful that the granddaughter is, you know, picking up and going from there, because it's education, it's understanding, and nobody really knows unless they were, you know, everyone's got their opinions, but I think, and that's fine, because we're entitled to our opinions. However, yes. Certain areas of, you know, the African-American community and where it started and they were stolen and all of that, it's something that everyone really needs to have an education on, to really know the true history, to understand. And then if they understood, once they learned this information, then they would change their belief system, because many of the beliefs that we have are from our grandparents or from a different generation, and it doesn't serve us any longer. Thank you for bringing that up. Well, I want to put the number out again, because I welcome everyone to call in if you have a question for Caroline and Lori, or you may want to share a comment or a thought, feel free to. Bob is in the house. He'll answer the call and put you through. The number is 833-220-1200, 833-220-1200. I'll also like to do a shout-out for Shelley Duchamp, right? Is that her last name?
Duchamp.
Okay, and then through Shelley came Janine, and how I was alerted to what you ladies have been accomplishing and what your journey has been like. So I want to do a shout out to Shelley, because that's where that started. And for everyone, stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. And go to the site, thelexperience.com, just as it sounds, thelexperience.com. You'll see the movie and all the goodness that they're doing. Back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Join us in May and we'll waive the daily fees. Located in Rhinebeck in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. That's 877-944-2002. 2002.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. For anyone that loves to read and love books, I would like to just have everyone go on our site, Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7, radio.com, and click on newsletter and giveaways. We give away 3 books a month, including a children's book, and we've given away the Paper Doll Kids. That book is written by myself and Janine Willette Sullivan, and it's a great book. But sign up, it's Constant Contact, so it's safe, and just sign up with your mailing address, and you could be a winner. And again, we give 3 away, which is fun and exciting. So back to our guests. I wanted to, let's ask Lori first, what would you love the listeners to know? Are you looking for women with certain stories? What do you need?
Well, what we would definitely say is, like I had mentioned, we didn't know that we'd be thrown into the limelight, you know, because of the federal government. And we know the power, how our power using our voices helped made a difference. We made a difference by using our voices. And we want to inspire and empower other women to use theirs. So and everyone has a story, and we're looking for stories that it could be from anything in any woman's life where they've hit a roadblock along their journey, and what do they do inspiring, that help them over, you know, to achieve that, to uplift them. And we're looking for stories. If someone, you know, wants to send us a story, we're looking for anything by the end of the month. And we're gonna put a nice feature together, you know, featuring all these women with their stories and what they overcame.
Mm-hmm. So the end of this month, which would be August, you're looking to hear from women. And to get in touch with you, do they just go on the website?
Yes, if they go onto our website, there's a contact information, and they can just, you know, say that they would like to be featured.
Mm-hmm.
As part of our, you know, inspiring women, and we will be featuring the blog in September.
Okay, and is there any cost to that, Lori?
There's no cost. I mean,
okay.
we love to hear stories, and like I said, it can be someone that tried to adopt a child, and there was a roadblock that got in the way, but at the end, you know, there was a happy ending. Or someone, there could be another cancer story, or dealing with an elderly parent that had to be placed into a nursing home and roadblocks. And we always try to end it on a positive note to help someone.
Sure.
But
that's,
I mean,
a whole mountain of information when you have when you're taking care of an elderly person that has Alzheimer's or dementia. How about, you know, the... your roots come from this. How about if a mom is out there who finds that her child is gay? I mean, that is a big topic, and I'm sure you both know, I mean, many people, many kids have been ostracized from their family, disowned, all of that. Yeah. And then there are stories where that might have happened at the beginning, but the parents opened their hearts and realized it doesn't matter, you know, what, you know, green. It doesn't matter if they're blue or they're gay, straight, or anything. They're theirs, you know. They created this beautiful gift.
I mean, you brought that up, which, I mean, that's a great point. And for anyone who haven't seen, as you said, like a parent, you know, a LGBT child, they need to watch the film Prayers for Bobby, because that was a lifetime. That was a lifetime film, actually written by our good friend Katie Ford, and it deals on that topic where Prayers for Bobby, Bobby's mom, was somebody, because of religious beliefs, didn't believe in her son, and I don't want to tell the whole story, but you can see how through education and love, change can be made.
Right. And even the transgender kids, which really have a difficult time, and then, you know, you've got all the situation with different states, whether they can go to the ladies' room or the men's room. I mean, there's so many issues that need to stay in the limelight so that, and this is why it's good even to do the radio shows, because we're having a conversation and people are understanding, are learning more after the show, going on your site and just reading more so they have a better understanding. Because a lot of, bottom line, it's education and then love, very much like you have shared. So,
and something else that we do offer on the site is a chat section, because, you know, during our whole fight for the marriage equality, we had and we still do receive lots of emails from, you know, women all over the world saying thank you. You know, they wish they were empowered to be, you know, we help them tell by hearing our story. They had the courage to contact us. I mean, we've heard stories now still where parents are kicking, you know, their children out of their home and they're becoming homeless. And it's such a topic. And we don't have any degree in any kind of, you know, professional sense of dealing with people. But knowing our story and just being there for them, just being someone to listen to, we hope that we can provide that for, you know, anyone out there that just want someone to talk to.
That's right. And that they're never alone.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Caroline, can you think of some other stories that you both would like to have on your website, or to tell the listeners now what you need and what you'd love to do?
I mean, really, as Laurie said, I mean, we're looking for anyone with a story. So if someone has something, you know, burning desire that they think they've been through a certain thing they would like to share, I mean, we would love to hear from any women about their experiences, because whatever experience it is shared will help someone. And that's what we always say, even if one article that we put on just helps one person, that's great. We're happy that we've been able to help one person. I mean, we had people that we've talked to in the past where they were raped, but they turned it around to be a positive to help other people, and they know what it's like to have gone through such a terrible ordeal, you know, which is obviously one of the worst things a woman can go through. But to turn that around to something that, you know, they can use as a platform to help other women. And that's what we're looking at. I mean, we get, you know, people reach out to us just to have private conversations. Not everybody wants to share, you know, in a public way. They still maybe haven't disclosed the information. So, I mean, we can still share people's stories and use, you know, another name if that's, woman would prefer not to be known, and we can use other photos that doesn't include them. So if even if someone has a story that they feel like they just want to share to help someone else know that they too can get through it, then we're happy to also do a story like that.
Good. That's good information. So what is the next step after this movie? Do you have another movie in mind?
I mean, we've written a couple of other screenplays that, one is based on still the idea of our story, but we've also written a comedy as well. So, you know, we've got different things that we like to work on. I mean, we do love actually to do comedy, because although the matter that we're sharing is of a serious content, but, I mean, through our lives, you know, Laurie and I always said it's the humorous things that have got us through, because you have to be able to laugh. You know, you've got to have a laugh in life to be able to get through so many things. And so we do really love to do a bit of comedy. We're always making up silly ideas about stories, and, you know, we would really, really love to get a comedy out there.
That's good, because that laughing brings your vibration up so much, and then you can look at whatever's happening in a different perspective.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And something we would like is if people enjoy our site, we're looking for a few different things. Like if someone just likes to make a personal little, donation to help us keep promoting people's stories. But if there's a woman business out there that would like to sponsor one of our blogs, it helps us promote those to a much wider audience. So if there's any women businesses or, anyone personally would like to be involved in that way, we would love to hear from them.
Okay, and that's right on your website that they could do a little donation?
Yes,
good.
It doesn't matter. Even if someone just wants to do $1 or $5 or whatever, no amount is too small. It just helps us to keep promoting these stories for women and help get their voices out there and amplify the women's voices. And that's what we're all about.
Very good. Very good. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on the show and sharing your story. Because it's quite profound, and the things that were accomplished, and you're together and you're still helping and healing other women. So thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you for having us on your show, and you do all those things also. So we think you need to be featured on the Alex Experience.
Well, we should talk. All right. Well, I thank you for that, and we will be in touch. And for everyone out there, share the show, share this particular show so that people can listen and learn. And just know that anything is possible. If you want something in a positive way and you want to help others, you can do it. One person can do it. All you have to do is believe in yourself, believe in the universe, knowing that you have the guidance. All you have to do is listen and act, and it will all come together, believe it or not. I've seen it, I've experienced it myself personally over and over again. It's there for all of us. All we have to do is ask for that higher guidance. So thank you again, Caroline and Laurie Hott. Go on their site, thelexperience.com. Again, thelexperience.com. And remember that you can hear Dream Vision 7 Radio Network wherever you are. You can choose iHeartRadio, Podbean, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, whatever platform that you love, you can find us there. And so remember that. And until the next time we come together, everyone, blessings and love, and feel that love and light within yourself. And if you're not finding it, sit and meditate, even for 5 minutes a day, and it will come to you over time. It will just come, and you'll feel the glow, and you'll want to do it again and again and again. All right, until the next time, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.